Hi, this is Joe.
This is Chris.
This is S.H.I.E.L.D. Returning. We don't know. It's been about 3 months.
Something like that.
Since they've been back.
Feels like it.
Yeah, it feels like forever. We enter with Sky in quarantine. Everyone is depressed over the fact that Trips is dead.
They are all taking it very badly.
Yeah, you get a montage of everyone dealing with it. Mace kicking a bag. Hunter's drinking. Bobby's putting together his stuff for his mother. It's pretty tough. Now, what we do get to be the big bad today is this Hydra Council. Now, I don't know if this is the council that runs Hydra or just runs Hydra in this part of the world. There's Fred Dreyer from the NBC show Hunter, the detective show. I marked out for that.
I'm nutty. I don't think I'm old enough to know that.
That is deep cut mid-80s, late 80s.
Wow.
NBC television when you're not allowed to go out at night. And this is what your dad likes to watch. Anyway, there's the atypical Arab guy, which I'm not offended by, and neither should anyone else. So let's shut up, internet. There is a woman, an older woman, some young guy, I guess, and I think another dude.
Another older, and honestly, he might be Jewish. I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't tell.
They all kind of are accented and...
Yeah, they all have. They're dealing with the fact that Whitehall is dead. Well, Whitehall is dead. As far as everyone's concerned, Whitehall is dead. I don't believe that, but we'll run with that.
You came back from old age. It's kind of difficult to come back from a bullet in the back. It's been done, but...
Remember what kind of universe we're dealing with.
I know.
Anyway, Raina is a thorny thing. And she's...
pissed.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Simmons tries to kill her at one point in time.
Well, it's because she tried to kill her men. She attacked 4 people, killed 2, and the other 2 are in critical condition.
Yeah, and Simmons is down in the cave where Sky was. They're going to destroy the cave. Simmons has checked out, for all intents and purposes.
She emotionally and mentally has checked out.
She believes that anything alien should be eradicated. Zig Heil to that?
I think it's just she's seeing this as we have unleashed an infection on the world. And even Sky tries to explain to her that, you know, what about the Avengers? She's like, we wouldn't even need the Avengers if we hadn't done this.
Well, that's...
bullshit.
Yeah.
Loki, it's Loki. I can't help you.
You can't go around saying we're going to eradicate every alien and then look at the Asgardians.
Yeah, I think Thor and lots of people are going to have issue with that.
How about the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
So, Simmons has checked out. Fitz is kind of also trying to help Mac. Mac is completely pissed off.
He's been, like, on shutdown as well. Like, he still has all his faculties, but he's just not talking. And he's not a talker to begin with.
Yeah.
But even Fitz points out, like, this is quiet even for you.
Yeah. Mac's still feeling the effects of getting his mind taken over and is pissed at everyone, pissed at Coulson, pissed at, you know, thinks that Sky's dangerous, which, not wrong, but not right either. The big plan is that Coulson's going to get at these Hydra Council guys one way or another. We have Talbot coming in for a semi-iPhone appearance. They're going to trade the one Hydra dude that was Whitehall's, rat boy. Let me just say, please go back and listen to the last S.H.I.E.L.D. episode, because this will probably make a whole hell of a lot of sense, because it took me about 2 or 3 minutes to remember who everybody was. So, I'll just apologize. They're going to use him as bait. They make up this elaborate fake escape for him that Hunter helps him out with an accent that...
Yeah, he changes from... Is he Australian?
An Australian accent to an American accent. Bobby says he sounds like a douchebag. He's like, well, that's everyone in this country. And I'm like, whoa. Shots fired. Not wrong.
Score one for Hunter.
Yeah, score one for Australia. The elaborate escape is great because Coulson at one point gets shot in the back and says, you'll never take us alive. And I'm like, this is a trick.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good plan. They have this huge argument over it, but it kind of works out. What happens is they tell Ratboy that they have agents in Hydra now that they're aware of. So this gets Hydra to turn on itself, because that's what evil does. And in the course of the entire episode, we'll just kind of cut to the end, because this is kind of all over the place, but when you think about it, not really. They basically convince all the Hydra agents to kill one another.
They kill all of their top brass.
Yeah.
And you're left with the one guy with Ratboy, and then that's when Hunter and Bobby come in and kill him.
Yeah, they kill
him. So it's like, oh, so this was the plan. You know, you set up this trap, and then we kill each other. It's like, well, yeah.
Yeah, that was the plan all along, and they shoot both of them dead. You know,
they keep Ratboy because he's promised to Talbot. Right.
Yeah. Because Talbot is going to eventually take him. They were just using...
It was just the idea, let's use him to get this done, and then he's all yours.
Yeah.
The problem is, Strucker's still out there. Yeah. We don't know about him yet.
So apparently, the way that everyone thinks Trips dies is through this quake and that he stopped it. Turns out it's actually Sky who caused everything, and Fitz kind of puts it all together, and both of them have a mini freak out. But Fitz, when he sees Simmons go off about, let's murder all alien things.
Or let's just not screw with it, and anybody who's been infected needs to be either treated or put down. Like, at one point, she says, when we find Reyna, she says something about, like, taking her out, and everybody's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Everyone gives Simmons just this look of, wait a minute.
You're Simmons.
You don't believe in taking people out.
So, it's, Simmons has checked out. The other big thing is that Reyna confronts Sky's dad, the great Kyle MacLachlan, who does a Scooby dance when he realizes that Sky is now changed. He lets Reyna kind of beat the crap out of her until she says something about Sky, and then he proceeds to beat the shit out of her, and then says something about getting people back on the confidential list that S.H.I.E.L.D. had.
That there's a list that S.H.I.E.L.D. was compiling of people with abilities.
Yeah, that was like, from, like, first season.
Yeah. That he's going to go reach out to those people again and either help them get Sky.
Or kill Coulson.
Or kill Coulson. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's his goal, is either I'm going to get my daughter back or I'm going to kill this guy who basically is now
my father. That's a pretty solid plan.
Yeah, my daughter's father right now. Yeah. He's just great in just everything that he does. And I look forward to Twin Peaks 2016 so much more every day. Fitz basically just makes up the fact that Sky's fine and just lets her out of quarantine. He lies about it and basically tells Sky, yeah, you're radically changed and I'm not really sure why.
Well, because as he's talking to her, they have, in the original, everybody in the room arguing, things start shaking. You know, and obviously the heightened attitudes affect Sky's abilities. Then when Fitz confronts her one-on-one, she has a freak out and makes the light the scene that we've seen about a billion times in the previews, where she makes the lights explode.
Yeah.
You know, Fitz comes in with the save to say, you know, oh, I was in there trying to get a sample again, and I was in the hazmat suit, and it's clumsy, and I knocked it over, so. Because I think it was May sees that her hand was bleeding or something.
Yeah. Basically, this episode is... kind of gets wrapped up in the fact that Reyna eventually tries to commit suicide. And in the beginning of the episode, we have this blind kid bamfing. Like, Nightcrawler, X-Men bamfing. I don't know if they have the legal rights to do that special effect. All around until Sky's mom, which...
Yeah, this was like 1989, I think.
83, I think they said. Something around there. And Sky's mom helps the kid out. This kid teleports in when S.H.I.E.L.D. is about ready to capture Reyna, and Reyna says, I'm going to kill you, you're going to kill me. So she's suicidal. And the guy says, hey, beautiful, and then teleports her out. And I'm thinking,
Whose side is this guy on? It's all leading up to Inhumans.
Yeah, they even refer to her as...
As what happened to her in the temple was Inhuman. Yeah. She had, I think at one point Fitz said, her heart rate before the watch exploded was at over 300 beats per minute, which is insane.
Yeah, and
not even heart attack victims get that high.
Mm-hmm. And the problem is they've been using hashtag Inhuman since the finale, and
that's what we're leading to. This is all leading to Inhumans.
Now, is it leading to Inhumans the movie?
Possibly.
Yeah, which means I think this is going to end up being the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. movie. Because there's no way they cannot have her in it unless they kill Skye.
Unless they kill her. But I don't see that happening.
Because people are going to only be invested in that character.
Well, because we haven't, other than Blind Guy and Reyna, we don't know anybody else.
Well,
we haven't introduced anybody
Black Bolt,
else. We haven't introduced, yeah.
Or Crystal, or any of the other characters. Which I don't think they're going to do. I like this episode. Did I think it was the right way to come back? Yeah, kinda. Now, they do mention Baron Von Strucker, which is
yes,
great.
The Hydra Council mentions him.
Multiple times. So, that's coming from Age of Ultron 2. There's even rumors he might pop in for this season at the end, which would kind of make sense. That would lead to Avengers 2. Again, I liked the episode. I felt something was missing, but a lot of it was people getting on board the Blame Skye train. Like, Mac.
Yeah, when Mac even turns on her.
Mac, well, Mac was turning on her, turning on anything alien prior to this episode. That was happening pretty much at the prior to the mid-season finale. You know, I thought Fitz was getting on that train until at the end where he kind of comes in and
Well, and I think
her.
It's he realizes that everybody is at a heightened sense of, they sense the danger a lot more presently.
Mm-hmm.
Simmons is having a very, very hard time dealing with Tripp's death. So is everybody, but I think Simmons, for one reason or another, is taking it even harder. Mostly because she saw his pieces
well, I think
as they were
also
cleaning
had a
out the cave. She had a thing for Tripp.
Tripp's, yes. I think she had a thing
well,
for
Well, and that we kind of saw at the end of season two.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
There was also the fact that, you know, Coulson goes to Tripp's mother. And he sees a picture of the Howling Commandos. And this is when they start the montage of this, the Hydra agents turning on each other. I think one of them escapes. They end up using that.
No, none of them escape.
Really? Because the one guy, it looked like he had something, his watch was going off and he was next to
well,
somebody.
Well, no, it's the, what it is everybody has a rad boy.
Yeah.
Every one of those members of the council has a rad boy. And when he goes to the guy at the house, he goes to the house.
Yeah.
He tells him that there's, you know, a leak on one of them, we need to clear them.
Mm-hmm.
And he types in the keyboard, and it's almost like Order 66. The rat boys are to turn on their their patrons.
Right.
And that's what they did. So all of the council members are dead.
So everyone got a promotion except for, you know, Fred Dreyer, who has a bullet in his head.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but then now they know, but they also wiped out everybody. So then there'll be a kind of a power struggle, I guess.
Well, and that's what they were trying to take advantage of, is the power void with with Whitehall not being there anymore.
Yeah.
And they figured they'll take that chance and wipe out all of them.
Yeah. So
unfortunately, you really don't know how deep this goes, Coulson.
Well,
at all.
May does say that she doesn't trust the U.S. government. Now, I don't blame her. I wouldn't trust the U.S. government at this point in time either, because there are leaks everywhere. I think what they did was really cool, but I really like to have seen it played out a little bit longer. But at the same time, too, I'm like, yeah, well, you get it. We're fighting Hydra. We don't always have to be fighting Hydra, though. You know?
Yeah. Well, now it's, I think, now that we've taken out a chunk of Hydra, at least Hydra leaders, that now they can focus in on what's happening with Skye.
They can focus on...
And maybe find the rest of these Inhumans that are living on the planet.
And maybe even go into the Age of Ultron stuff with Baron Von Strucker, if he's going to pop in there. Now, also, the end post-credit scene is... Coulson makes a comment about the RC car that Matt gave him.
It's supposed to look like Lola.
Yeah. And apparently it starts scanning Coulson's room and they find Fury's black box.
Yes, it's in Coulson's office.
And they say something, Bobby and Mac talk about contacting the other people. So I'm not really sure what that's about.
I don't really know either. Hunter at one point does mention to Bobby that, you know, he knows that her and Mac are up to something.
Yeah.
Like they're being secretive. And, you know, Bobby didn't back Mac's play in the argument with everyone. And he's like, I know why. It's because if you did, you would give away what you were up to. And she lies to him, I guess, and says that they're in a support group.
Yeah.
You know, for other people like them who've been through all of this crap after the Hydra takeover.
Okay, so here's the thing. They also have this, like, nice little moment where they talk about trips and they're having beers and they basically...
They're telling stories that he used to tell them about, yeah. like, his life and stories he'd tell about his grandfather when he was alive.
Yeah. Sky says, I know one thing, we're all not going to laugh as much. So I don't know if that's a key to be like, oh, we're going to get darker.
The rest of this season is not going to be
fine.
Very lighthearted.
Yeah, which is kind of disappointing, but, you know,
well, I mean,
the show
still...
hasn't been lighthearted since the Hydra reveal, honestly.
But, I mean, you still have those light moments. And even in this episode, there really isn't many. There's the scene with Bobby and Hunter.
Yeah, which always...
Which is always fun because they have great chemistry.
Yeah, and I'd
rather
there's
the scene at the end where they're all kind of doing this little memorial for Trips.
Yeah,
and that's about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, and if you're a Joss Whedon fan, you're gonna have these times.
Well, you have to in an hour.
You have to.
You have in an hour long show. You have to have some moments of. Humor.
But that's not to say that he can't go dark, because he's done it.
He's gotten dark, but I don't... The thing is, Joss goes dark, and then he kind of pulls himself out of going... When he goes too dark,
that's when you have the humor scene. And that's what I'm wondering, if that's where he's going, where he's not going to stop to have the little bits of humor.
But the problem is, like, when Joss goes total darkness, that's when those seasons suck. I mean, Angel Season 3 was total darkness, and you ask any Angel fan, people hated it. Buffy Season 5 was...
I was going to say, Buffy Season 5 is the best example.
Well, and 6. 6 is probably the better example, but 6 saves itself by having Dark Willow in at the... saves the last 3 episodes, and the whole musical episode pretty much saved that season. In Season 5, they have the body, which may be the best hour in... one of the best hours of television, but that's also... freaking dark as hell.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just when Joss goes too dark, it becomes like, oh, okay, you're just gonna, well, this is gonna be bad for everybody. Because then it becomes kind of a murder spree.
Yeah, and so. I'm kind of wondering if that isn't where he's going.
There's a lot of people on this show.
There are.
And including the villains. Like, he...
Well, he pretty much did a clean sweep of villainry right
now. Not really, because he still kept Ratboy. He still has Sky's father. He still has Raina running around. We've got this new blind mutant guy that...
But we don't know where he falls.
Just saying that basically we got rid of Trips, and then we introduced Blind Mutant Dude, and we got rid of Whitehall. We introduced this new Hydra group.
And then clear them out.
Clear most of them out, yeah. Because the one guy does... I can see a few of these guys coming back. But it just... One of those things is, like, sometimes Joss gets a little too precious with his villains, you know?
Yeah.
See Spike and Drew, Faith, all of Wolferman Hart.
Yeah, pretty much.
He gets real precious with his villains. That's why I didn't really believe Raina was going to commit suicide. Because I was like, well, there's going to be an out to this one way or another. Unless
well,
the big reveal was they were going to kill Raina and that was going to be the end of it. And then I would have been like, wow, I didn't really see that coming. But I didn't really see Teleport Guy because I completely forgot about
him. yeah.
I mean, what did you think of the episode?
I thought it was okay. It's just been such a long time mm-hmm. from the winter, the finale before Christmas, then you threw in Carter, that you kind of tend to forget about people and stuff that happened. And that, I think, was my problem, is I just kind of started to forget about everything.
Yeah. That's why I would tell people to go back.
If you haven't watched the episode yet, or you still feel lost, go back, watch the winter finale, and then watch this episode again.
Yeah, and go back and listen to our podcast, too, because then maybe you can get a little something.
Oh.
All right, well, this is Joe.
And Chris.
All right, bye.